I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish.
Your Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources recently announced the 2026 rough grouse and pheasant survey results. The spring surveys for these two species typically give hunters a picture of what to expect in the fall. I'll share details when we return, but first.
There are lakes across Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, and beyond that are loaded with fish. And nobody's talking about them. Onyx Fish helps you find them. Search by species. Filter for big walleye, trophy panfish, or eater crappies. Check satellite imagery, depth maps, and public access points. All before you leave the house. And now, Onyx Fish is available on Android for the first time. iPhone, Android, doesn't matter. Just download it and start planning. 7-day free trial, then just $35 a year. Onyx Fish. Find new lakes, get there with confidence.
The Wisconsin DNR last week announced that 2026 data is now available from annual spring surveys of rough grouse and pheasants in the Badger State. Both species saw slight declines from 2025. Though above their five-year average, ring-necked pheasant observations were actually down about 10% from 2025. Abundance was higher in the northwestern part of Wisconsin's pheasant range and lowest in the east central range. The annual roadside rough grouse drumming survey showed an 11% decrease in statewide drumming activity compared to last year. The largest declines were in the driftless and central priority areas of the state. The DNR says it anticipated a decline this year, as the low points of the 10-year population cycle typically occur in years that end in 4, 5, and 6. Abundant estimates for rough grouse the past 2 years were likely due to fine nesting and brooding conditions early this decade. To see complete survey results, visit the pheasant hunting or rough grouse hunting pages at the DNR website, dnr.wisconsin.gov.
This has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.